Good evening. With a look at your latest local news, I'm Jevy Ebanks. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service is announcing a second wanted man in as many days. Police are asking the public for help locating 39-year-old Andy Miles, who's wanted in connection with several burglary and robbery incidents. Mr. Miles is described as 5 feet 7 inches with brown skin tone, and a photo has been released and will be available to view across Radio Cayman's social media platforms. Police say he's believed to be homeless and moving between locations in Georgetown and West Bay. Officers warned that Miles is considered dangerous and that anyone who sees him should not approach, but instead note his location and call 911 immediately. Information can be provided to the Georgetown Police Station at 949-4222. Police are reminding the public that it is an offense to obstruct an investigation by hiding a wanted person or misleading police officers. Anonymous tips can be submitted through the RCIPS confidential tip line at 949-7777, via the RCIPS website or through Cayman Crime Stoppers online or the Cayman Crime Stoppers app. As you heard right here on Radio Cayman, MPs approved $134 million in extra funding for the government's 2026 budget. And within that is a $48 million supplemental appropriation for the Ministry of Education and Training. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
Speaking to a request in Finance Committee on Tuesday, Education Minister the Honorable Rolston Anglin said the money will support the purchase of educational facilities to, quote, address immediate and long-term capacity needs within the public education system. It will also be used to complete the Cayman Brac High School project, including construction, commissioning, and operational readiness.
The funds that's being sought is also in relation to certain funds that were lost in the 2025 budget because we simply did not complete the project. And now, given all of the additional expenditure on the capital side that we had planned and had earmarked, This amount is needed, so it's not an increase over the original scope or the original contract amount.
Mr. Anglin says $19 million of the $48 will be allocated to the Cayman Brac High School project. Georgetown MP Kenneth Bryan had a question about the, quote, additional facilities.
Can you say if this money also covers the potential purchase of a other school?
This involves the purchase of 2 additional facilities.
Can you say what the 2 facilities are, or is that not for necessary for public? Okay, thank you.
The supplemental funding moves the 2026 budget for the Ministry of Education and Training from $24.4 million to just under $70 million for the year. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. Uncontrollable costs, pressures, and unexpected expenses are cited as reasons for giving the national airline an additional $13 million in the 2026 budget. Here's Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin.
On Tuesday, Minister for Tourism, the Honorable Gary Rutte, asked MPs to support an equity investment to cover debt servicing and operating expenditure.
The breakdown is uncontrollable impacts and costs, $5.5 million, fuel cost impact and projections, $5.28 million, and engine lease shop visit, $2.25 million.
As for the $5.5 million for uncontrollable impacts and costs, Mr. Rutte says that breaks down further into a $2.3 million shortfall in an anticipated growth and price increases across multiple areas, including ground handling security costs, aircraft maintenance requirements, health insurance premiums, onboard meal service, mandatory training, and promotions and marketing for the launch of CAL's Austin route.
We also have the fuel costs that nobody anticipated seeing outcoming. We woke up March, United States had gone into Iran, fuel went through the roof. We anticipate that will take us through probably the end of Q3 with high fuel costs. Plus, we had the engine shop visit that we did not anticipate. That engine issue happened here in Cayman, and it cost us, the plane has been down for 3 months.
Minister Rutte said that plane is now back in action after a flight on Sunday. Cayman Airways CEO Fabian Worms.
The combined cost of everything to do with the engine situation is 2.25. So that includes leasing an engine to put on wing while the engine goes to shop. It includes the expenses we anticipate out of the shop repair. It included the expenses to fly the spare engine in on a special freighter. It included the expense to bring in the specialized field service team that conducts an engine change like this in the field. That's a comprehensive number for everything to do with the engine.
Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Thank you, Dion. The additional $13 million in supplemental appropriation brings the 2026 revised budget for the national flag carrier to just over $23.5 million. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. Celebrate Cayman, a national initiative dedicated to promoting and preserving Caymanian culture and heritage, gets $1.3 million boost for its 2026 budget. The supplementary appropriation request by the Minister for Culture, 6 months into the budget, raised eyebrows on the other side of the House. Opposition leader, the Honorable Joey Hugh.
How could it have been so grossly underbudgeted just 6 months ago? I mean, have we added new events? Have the events cost more than anticipated? It just doesn't, the math ain't mathing.
Your math ain't mathing, but our math, okay? We've added new events. We did like the Bluff premiere, that's the movie. So those were added that weren't budgeted for, and we've had to move monies around to accommodate those. But we continuously add events that we know would benefit our community and our country, sir.
In particular, the Threads to Our Traditions gospel concert at the Agriculture Grounds in Lower Valley was an unexpectedly big event with nearly 3,000 attendees. Minister for Youth, Sports, Culture and Heritage, the Honorable Isaac Rankin.
Really and truly amazed at the outpouring of support for something like that. That shows that the country needs these kind of things. And I will continue to support those things with the support of this committee and my caucus colleagues.
The overall 2026 budget for Celebrate Cayman, which hosts many annual event programs and public awareness campaigns, is now $3.8 million. Moving to the courts, a new magistrate has joined the Cayman Islands Summary Court. His Honor Dwayne Murray, listed as a magistrate in the Trinidad and Tobago courts, appeared during Tuesday's main criminal list, shadowing Chief Magistrate Her Honor Angeline Hernandez as he transitions into his new role. His appointment makes him the only permanent male magistrate on the bench and the fourth magistrate alongside Chief Magistrate Hernandez, Her Honor Vanessa Allard, and Her Honor Philippa McFarlane. Earlier this year, Acting Magistrate His Honor Adam Roberts served from January through June, following the departure of Magistrate Kirsty Gunn after 2 decades of service. Today, Magistrate Murray presided over a case involving Steve Manderson, who's been in custody for 9 months following his arrest last August. The Crown offered no evidence on the charges of threats to kill and harassment, alarm and distress. Crown Prosecutor Arret Brown told the court he had to fall on his sword, explaining the prosecution was not in a position to proceed. The court learned that summonses were only issued on Tuesday and none of the complainants or witnesses were present. It's understood the complainant in the case is a police officer. Defense attorney Amelia Fossahini argued the delay was prejudicial, with the court noting that this was the matter's 11th appearance before the summary court, though today was only the first time it was listed for trial. The magistrate ruled that progress needed to occur. After considering the length of Manderson's custody and the Crown's insufficient explanation for the 9-month delay, Magistrate Murray dismissed the case. Mr. Manderson still faces separate traffic offenses and is expected to appear in the traffic court soon. A woman has pleaded not guilty to a charge of common assault. The court has imposed a reporting restriction under the Youth Act and Criminal Procedure Code, meaning no identifying details of either the defendant or the complainant can be published. The allegations is that the woman struck the complainant with a book. The defendant, who has the right to work in the islands, remains on bail. The court has directed the relevant government department to monitor the situation and has raised concerns about the nature of the charge. The Office of the Director of Public Prosecution says it's reviewing the charge ahead of the trial scheduled for August. A Bodentown man, Dr. Robert Parr, has denied 3 animal cruelty charges after appearing in the summary court on Tuesday. Prosecutors say he did not get veterinary treatment for his animals' dental issues and failed to provide them clean water over several months. He returns to the court in August. The Animal Cruelty Act allows for fines up to $4,000 and a year in prison. That's your latest local news from the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Center in Georgetown. I'm Jevy Ebanks for Radio Cayman's Evening News.